Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in the markets with Liz Peek. Calm in the markets, making Liz and I puzzle. Since the beginning of the year, the Magnificent Seven have moved sideways to down. The S&P 493 has not distinguished itself, though we continue to set new records for the S&P 500. The earnings are good, is Liz's explanation, and I like it. The Federal Reserve is quiet, out of the way. And the tariff talk from the Trump administration, at first it was jarring, Canada and Mexico. But since then, it doesn't seem to move markets. It doesn't move markets, not seem. It doesn't move markets. None of the tariffs yet have bitten into a trade war. There's much talk of a trade war. In any event, not yet. Liz and I then speak of Vice President Vance in Europe, speech in Munich, remarks in Paris. And then there was the visit to Alice Weidel, the leading candidate for the election list of AfD in the Bundestag election on Sunday. AfD is doing very well. It's said to be coming in second. We shall see. Can do better. Better than second. There are surprises. Brexit. Trump. There are surprises. Commenting with Judy Dempsey about the German election, she's in Berlin, talking about peace, not just in Berlin, not just in Europe, but in Ukraine. Also talking about the election, CDU, that's Herr Merz, holding off AfD, that's Ms. Fräulein Weidel. What we have here is a German electorate that doesn't know what's going to happen. The presumption is it'll be a coalition led by Friedrich Merz. But coalitions are not stable, hence we have another election. That doesn't solve the problem of jobs and migrants and the Ukraine war. Moving on to the Ukraine war, I speak with Joseph Sternberg, who's just returned from Germany. He's in London, talking about Merz doing just enough to win in Joe's measure. And he watched him on TV in Germany, moved around. So I go along with that. Vance jars Germany entirely, however, because he says you're not pulling your weight. You Europeans are not pulling your weight. We're not going to do defense anymore. Vance says this. Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, was also in Europe at Brussels saying this. We defend ourselves, you defend yourselves. I believe the president will say that when given a chance. Right now, he's back in Washington or in Florida, one or the other. Cairo has a plan, I learned from Jonathan Schenzer. It's the same thing that they did before. In other words, Cairo's plan is Gaza to go back to the way it was and another cycle of violence. It's unacceptable. Washington ignores the Cairo plan. Jerusalem ignores the Cairo plan. As far as I know, the Arab capitals ignore it, but it's a talking point for Egypt, a very weak and dependent nation. Sinai is where the Gazan can live, but Egypt won't permit that because it's unstable. And the argument is that it would tip Egypt into instability and open up the possibility of Hamas, that is a junior partner of the Islamic, of the Muslim Brotherhood, regaining or gaining Cairo. No, regaining it. Morsi was Muslim brother before he died in prison. Also a report about rearming Hezbollah slowly. Turkey is cooperating with Iran to get arms into Lebanon. Slowly. The Israelis are planning 5 IDF outposts in southern Lebanon. The villages are returning. Same cycle, although the Hezbollah is said to have only 50,000 rockets compared to what they had before the war. They're reduced, not defeated. Jonathan Schenzer commenting on what's next. We're watching Iran. We're watching the leak from someone that the U.S. believed that Israel was going to bomb Iran. It's not a bad idea, but it's a rumor. And then China. Ekaterina Zolotova reporting from Moscow, where it's cold and the skiing's not good. But Moscow's picked up a big trade with China on food. Yes, oil. Yes, of course, oil. But food. And also metals, mining. China is resource poor. Russia is resource rich, especially in Siberia, close to China. They ship the food by rail. I imagine they do the same for the metals. Don't know. I have to ask about that. The oil goes via Shadow Fleet to China and India. There was a bright note. I asked Ekaterina about the shops, about the people in the street, especially because there's news of the beginning of a conversation to end the war, the conversation taking place in Riyadh. And she remarked that one of the things that has emerged is Russian fashion designers, because they don't have to compete with the big expensive houses from Paris and Europe. They get a place in the store window, and people are shopping happily. Ekaterina brightened when we talked about fashion and not war. War makes people glum. I then talked to Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, and she tells a Russian peasant joke about Putin. This is to illustrate how Putin thinks, according to Russian peasant humor. There is a peasant. He lives between two prosperous farmers on either side of him. Either both prosperous farmers have one really good milk cow. The peasant calls upon his God. God, why do they have milk cows and I don't? God said, I'll answer you. I'm going to give you a milk cow. No, 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 says the peasant. I want you to kill theirs. That's Putin's thinking, what Ivana calls zero-sum thinking. I've been turning over that witticism for quite some time. I think it's scary, but I'm not sure. Makes me want to laugh, but I don't know what I'm laughing at. Ivana also reports that there are demonstrations not unlike color revolution in Belgrade again. Vucic is the young and very insecure president of Serbia, the most powerful state in the Balkans. And then Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs joins, and we talk first of all of Russia taking its place again as a power, and then we turn to question of Serbia living between spheres, not Moscow, not Brussels, not Berlin, not Beijing, somewhere in between. Vucic and Serbia. Xi Jinping, the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, said to be hanging on. They look for a successor. He's failed, Gregory informs me. You can see that in the economy. It's a crater. Now he's making friends again with the entrepreneurs and the independents that he drove out, hoping for foreign investment. Well, fool me once. Not coming back till she's gone, and there are guarantees there won't be any more of that confiscation bully boy. She is hanging on quietly, and finally, King Charles report. Charles is doing a terrific job while he's recovering and working with the physicians on his cancer of holding Britain together, holding the Commonwealth together, promulgating amity. King Charles is the British Isles right now, and the Commonwealth. And he honored the 60th anniversary of the new Canadian flag, the one with the maple leaf on it, a really cool flag. Good for King Charles. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Z-
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.